Welcome to our Today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Joel Swanson from the Risdahl McKinney Public Relations, a division of Risdahl Marketing Group, and our topic is brand and reputation. Joel, why is this issue important to business owners?
Thanks, Tom. Most businesses exist in a noisy marketplace. So the question is, how do you connect with consumers quickly? Is it just a logo, website, etc.? We'll tell you the two elements of branding that are keys to business success, especially early in a company's life cycle. Inaccurate branding of a new business can make it difficult for people to grasp why the business exists in the first place.
So our question of the day is, how do we shorten the sales cycle or fast forward to engagement using a thoughtful company brand? Please stay with us and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary on today's BusinessRadio.com, where I'm here with Joel Swanson from Risdahl McKinney Public Relations, a division of Risdahl Marketing Group. And the question of the day is, how do we shorten the sales cycle or fast forward to engagement using a thoughtful company brand? Before the break, Joel, you mentioned branding. Is that just a logo or something that large corporations do?
Tom, this is a critical issue for businesses of all sizes. A strong brand instantly elicits relevance and trust with customers. It's the quickest way for your company to express what it is, what it can offer, and why someone should identify with you.
So how do we get there?
The first side of that branding equation is the brand itself. A brand is not just a company logo or name. It's your promise that sets up expectations for consistent experiences. For example, Walmart promises affordability. BMW promises quality. Pepsi promises hip fun. The question you ask yourself is, what can you promise that's different than your competitors? What position can you own, and how do you represent that in your visual identity and how you talk about yourself?
So, Joel, what's the other side of the equation?
On the other side of the equation is your reputation. Business owners know customers determine this for you. Reputation is based simply on whether you make good on those promises. A quick example. A nonprofit came to us struggling to connect with its business community. Turned out, business leaders didn't see them as credible because of the low quality of their presentation and collateral materials. The answer was that simple. Reputation evolves over time, but can be destroyed quickly. Each interaction, whether it's with a website, brochure, or customer service call, becomes the stories and associations in the minds of your customers.
Thank you. That was Joel Swanson from Risdahl McKinney Public Relations. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on News Talk, 11:30 a.m., for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.